The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
It is News Talk. It's the Pat Kenny Show. It's Anton in for Pat. September, back to school time for adults as well as kids, because there are evening courses and workshops starting this month. And for anyone hoping to upskill in the area of sustainability, there are buckets of options. And to tell us more, I'm joined by Joe Linehan, who is editor of the Climate Supplement at the Sunday Times Ireland and sustainability columnist for Irish Country Magazine. Morning, Joe.
Morning.
So, options to learn about sustainability. What do you recommend?
Yeah, you know what? I think everyone now, well, everyone who I talk to has an appetite, whether they're really invested in the environmental issues or they're just kind of dipping their toe in. They want to learn more. And a couple of weeks ago, I was on talking about natural fragrances. There was such an amazing response from it. And I thought, you know what? People are really hungry for this information. Maybe they don't want to invest in doing a master's or something, but there's lots of workshops, day trip or day courses, meeting groups that they can invest in or spend a bit of time in and get a little bit of nugget of information and just build from there.
Have you ever smeared a fragrance on a light bulb?
I have not. Tell me more.
The reason I ask is because Graham Norton is joining us later in the program and he's written a book called Frankie, and the lead character keeps her house smelling nice by smearing peach oil on all of her light bulbs. I assume they have to be incandescent bulbs as opposed to LEDs, but apparently it makes your room smell nice. This is Graham Norton's advice, not mine. I don't know. This is apparently.
I need to research that and come back.
So if you go on these fragrance courses, you can learn how to make your own deodorant, eau de toilette, what?
Yeah, so there's a great place down in the Burn called the Burn Perfumery, which many people will be aware of, and they've been making organic fragrances for decades. They're really, really exceptional. And they basically, if you go down and visit them, when you arrive, they'll talk you through all of their fragrances. They'll explain to you how the notes work, how they source them, how they make them. And I just think for anyone who's maybe interested in that, it would be a great thing to do. And our sense of scent isn't something that we spent a lot of time investing in, so it's totally free. You can just go down there and visit. They have a great organic cafe. So yeah, in terms of like the natural fragrance, for anyone who is interested, I think that'd be a gorgeous one to do some weekend this or some day this autumn.
And while we're talking the Burn, you have other recommendations from there.
Yes. So then also in the Burn is a great place for these sustainable things. There's an amazing social enterprise and they're called Common Knowledge. And they're basically looking at helping people relearn life skills. So things like dry stone walls, how to build those, how to build your own yurt. You know, if you've got Oasis tickets and you want to pay for accommodation, maybe you can build your own yurt and bring that up to Dublin next year. So really practical, hands-on things. And again, a great way to meet people. And you're really starting from scratch. So what they want to do is make sure that if you've never done DIY, if you do want to build your own shed or build your own house or whatever, you can start from scratch, connect with people and they'll teach you everything. So again, they do different lengths of courses. You can check their schedule, but they're running all the time. They're really amazing.
And they're a non-profit, is that
they're
right?
A non-profit. They're a social enterprise. They're fantastic. They do so much. It's a beautiful setting where they are. Definitely check them out. There's something for everyone there.
And that's ourcommonknowledge.org if you want to find out more about them. While we're on the topic of that kind of building and construction and repair work, you have a repair or rediscovery recommendation in Dublin.
Yeah, totally. So again, one of the biggest components of being more sustainable as a society is working towards circularity. And what that means is when we're finished with something, not throwing it away, you know, reusing it, repairing it. And a lot of us don't have the skills to repair. You know, we'll think of our mothers and our grandmothers who would have sewn when there was a hole in something or darned socks and all that. That's kind of gone out the window because things are so cheap and so readily available. But the Rediscovery Centre is in Ballymun. They do amazing work, and one of the things that they do is they offer repair workshops. So if you have a broken bicycle or if you've broken clothes or if you've had an appliance at home that's broken, you can go there, sit down with them. They'll teach you how to repair it, which again is such a fabulous skill to have, and it's all about self-sufficiency. You're not having to throw things away. You actually know how to repair things yourself. They again have a great exhibition on there about circularity. They do a lot, but the repair workshops are awesome.
Which I suspect is one of those things that people forget in relation to sustainability, that the capacity to not just reuse, but to keep things going is a big contributor to it.
This is it. And, you know, as a society, we've totally been trained that when, you know, things break or they're no longer, you know, super shiny and fresh and new, that we should move on. And actually, we're trying to retrain ourselves to not only save money, save energy, save time, but just invest in things that we already have and love them over and over again.
And you can also then look at the things that you do anyway and find a way to do them in a more sustainable manner. Flower delivery being one of them.
Yeah. So this is a great Dublin-based company called The Crate. But you know what? There's lots of companies all across Ireland now who are really trying to reduce their impact. You know, if you're sending a bunch of flowers or delivering them, making sure that they're locally sourced, that they don't come in tons of plastic. And The Crate often, around this time of year and coming into Christmas, will do these fabulous flower arranging courses, which are just an afternoon or a morning. They'll also do Christmas wreath courses. I know I don't want to mention the C word this early in September, but they do great courses if you just want to learn how to pick your own flowers, arrange them in a really lovely way.
What then about food? Because one of the things that you can do if you want to be sustainable is find your own, but you really want to know what you're at.
Yeah, and this time of the year, again, great for foraging. If you want to go out and get blackberries with the kids or raspberries, or if you want to get elderflower, this is a perfect time to go and do it. But yes, you do need to know what you're doing. There are tons of foraging free courses and paid for courses happening across Ireland. Down in Wicklow, Wicklow Wild Foods do a great course. If you want to go online, the Herb Life do great courses, just teaching you how to collect the best. You can keep some things and freeze them. There's amazing ways to just engage with nature, go outside, pick and eat things. I was out at the weekend picking blackberries. It was so awesome.
I've seen blackberries start to appear. Now's the time to start.
Now's the time. So if you do want those skills, sign up to one of those courses. Get out with the kids, get out and into nature and just learn how to do it. It's a really great time of the year to do that.
At the heart of all of this then is energy and reducing our use of it. What about learning that?
So the SEAI launched a fantastic online course a few years ago. It's completely free. It's run with FET, which is the College of Further Education. So you can access it on ecollege.ie. But basically, it's a free 90-minute course. There's lots of different modules in it. You can complete it anytime. For me, the winner in that course is the bill literacy. So it will basically teach you how to properly read your bill. And for a lot of us, we weren't trained in that growing up and bills are so expensive. So actually understanding where your usage is being spent, what you're being charged for, it's a really, really valuable thing to do coming into these months when energy is going to be so expensive. They also have other things like green driving, you know, how to reduce your use overall, but definitely have a look. And as I say, you don't need to do the whole course. You can just dip in and out of the bits that you want. That's available on eCollege.
Is there a sense among people, do you think, that there is little point in doing that because it is somewhat out of your control? You have to wash your clothes, you have to dry your clothes, you have to take the shower in the morning. You know, that there is a certain set of things where you have very limited flexibility, even if you can interpret your bills well.
Totally. And for most people, they're out of the house all day at work or they're trying to manage different things. And a lot of the tips that are, you know, use things off, you know, off peak, that doesn't apply to everyone. But I would still suggest that you look at it because there might just be one or two small things that you could tweak and bring into your routine that could make a big difference, you know, with small little tweaks that actually add up over time.
A text to say, Tala Library have Mender Space sewing machines. They run workshops on natural skincare and sustainability, and they are all free, and you can check them out on their Facebook page. To wrap us up on the topic of skincare, you have a recommendation for clean beauty.
Yes, so that's another topic, and that texter has referred to another topic that Irish people are crazy for, because as Irish people we love our beauty. There's an amazing company based in Tipperary called Nunaya. They're multi-award winning, internationally renowned clean skincare, so vegan, cruelty free, organic. They're awesome. And they do these great courses. Again, you need to look at Nunaya and follow for when they're happening. But they do great courses on what clean beauty is, how to recognize it, what the certifications mean, and then actually how to incorporate it into your daily routine. And great to support a Tipperary brand.
Jo, thank you so much. Jo Linhan, editor of the Climate Supplement at the Sunday Times Ireland and sustainability columnist with Irish Country Magazine.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.